Good to work, everybody. As announced and as indicated on top of the source sheets which are lying around, I'd like to speak this evening about the question of alternative medicine and unconventional therapies. Let me state at the outset, I'm not a doctor. I don't have medical training. I'm also not proficient in all the different types of alternative medicine. And what I want to do simply is go through what I think some of the Makoros are in Chazal that relate to this issue, just to present and people can think for themselves. This morning's Sedjan, Parshas Peshalach, the Torah states in Perek Hezvav, Pasuk Chovav, this is right after Kriyas Yamzu, after Oz Yashir, it says, "Vayomer im Shema tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecho v'ayosho b'ino ta'aseh v'azatala mitzvosav." We listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we do what's right in His eyes, and we listen to mitzvos, Shemarta kol hukav, we observe all the statutes, etc. Kol ha'machla sh'santi mitzvayim lo'osim alecha. All the illnesses which I placed upon the Egyptians, I won't place upon you. I won't place upon you. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Ani Hashem rofecha. Right? I'm Hashem, your healer. Rashi right away comments, what do you need a healer for if you're not going to have any illness? Right? The two parts of the pasuk is almost a contradiction. It's lo asim alecha. Rashi says two parts of the pasuk of lo asim alecha. If I do put him upon you, it's as if you didn't have him upon you. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, source 3. Amalei Rab Abel, Rabba Bar Meri. Ksiv Kalamach Lo Asher Sam Din Yisrael Lo Asim Alecha Kedei Shem Rofecha. Ichem Yachar Shalom Sham Shalom Sam. If there are no illnesses on you, what do you need on Nei Shem Rofecha? What do you need a healer for? What do you need a doctor for? There are no illnesses. So Amalei Hakam Yachar Mikro Zeh Me'atmo Nidrash. Right, that's the posting after itself. Shenamar V'Omer Im Shamoa Tishma. You listen, the Kol Hashem Lekecha, Im Tishma Lo Osni. You observe the mitzvahs properly, so I won't give you the disease in the first place. Im Lo Tishma, unfortunately, there's some laxity and so we don't observe the mitzvahs properly. So, Osim, but Afo Pifei, Kenei Shem Rofecha. Fine. So this pasuk indicates, among other things, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the healer with a capital H, the doctor with a capital D. It's really in His hands. All healing is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say in the Shema Esrei, Baruch Hashem Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, because Baruch Hu is a doctor, and conventional medicine or unconventional medicine and so on, it's ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu who determines whether the ill person is going to be healed or not. And Yisrael Rofecha, that's what comes out from that process. This, by way of definition, we can define medicine simply as the treatment of somebody who's ill through means that are accepted by the medical and scientific community. As meaning that there is evidence, there's statistics, there's some tests, and the medical and scientific community, to the best of their knowledge, assumes that this is something that heals this particular illness. So that's how we define medicine, meaning that there are reasonable numbers, whatever scientific threshold is, the testing and so on, there are a reasonable number of people have been cured from disease X by treatment Y, so that's considered the conventional medicine. Yes, okay, so that's what... But nevertheless, it's scientific testing and statistics, and of course, okay, statistics can be wrong, and, it could be coincidence and so on, but I guess there is a threshold. All scientific, much of scientific knowledge is based upon experimentation and, verification of things. So this is done in the medical community. Look, we know that things which were accepted in the medical community years ago, certainly centuries ago, today, not accepted as that. But we have to operate with the best scientific knowledge that we have.
It's not access in the medical, but the AMA also wants
depends, to okay, that. That's also true. But again, there is a general consensus, usually, I mean, in many, many areas, this is considered to be, this is viewed as a conventional medicine. Maybe, well, certainly in some areas it's really an overwhelming role. The question is, Rove is 51 to 49. What's that? Yes, I spoke about that earlier this year about vaccination. That's a very, very small number as it goes. What exactly the threshold is? In halacha, if Mias Hamotzi is considered 10%, okay, I have to see. Alternative medicine is basically non-proven treatment or limited proven. That is, you don't have enough statistics available to confirm that this works, sometimes, either because of the lack of evidence, lack of experimentation, sometimes it can't be, because some of the treatments are so individualized in these areas that, you can't have statistics, because what works for person X doesn't work for person Y, and so on, okay? And I think that right now, for our purposes this evening, we can divide non-conventional or alternative medicine, sometimes called complementary medicine, into well, that's not the same thing, but I can divide it into three categories. One is the use of substance, some sort of substance, like homeopathic treatments, okay, hydrotherapy, aromatherapy, these kinds of things, which is some substance they use to cure whatever the problem is. They got the use of substance. Two is some kind of manipulation of the body. Now, again, I mentioned the acupuncture, so that has more evidence, you know, but maybe that would be in that category of chiropractic treatment, reflexology, right? You could argue, do you have to be a doctor? What sort of treatment, what sort of training do you have to have? But think of manipulation of the body, cranial sarcoid manipulation and so on, that kind of thing. And then there's a third category of sort of energy or spiritual healing, you know, manipulation of the body's force fields and so on, which you have to be careful about with those, because, yeah, right, that could touch on or relate to Avodah Zarah practice, depending on which it is. So those are kind of the three areas. So I started with the Pasuk in our Sedra. There's a Mishnah, right? The Pasuk says, Kenei Shem Ofecha. So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Amar Aleph, it's the first Mishnah in Perek Chelek, the famous Perek in Sanhedrin, says, Kol Yisrael Yisrael Chelek Kalam Abo, everybody fundamentally is a Chelek Kalam Abo, et cetera, Shem Ar Ramah Kulam Tzadikim, et cetera. Ve'elu Shem Lam Chelek Kalam Abo. There are certain people who forfeit their Chelek Kalam Abo, and one of them is, Omer, we'll read a while, Omer, it's Ges HaMesi Min HaTorah, Ve'en Torah Min HaShemayim, Because of Kiva Omer Afakar B'Swarm Achitonim, which is a shir for a different time, whatever is meant by Swarm Achitonim, and Halochesh Al Hamako, you recite, I guess we call an incantation over some kind of wound, and you recite this pasuk, Omer Kalamacho Ashesam Min Shaim Lo'Asi Alecho Kenei Shem Rofecho. You have some kind of a wound, some kind of illness, and you utter an incantation over this wound, right? That's what the Mishnah says. So that's considered to be a form of apikursa, which you lose your chelek al abo if you use that pasuk as a means of treating. Again, this would be an alternative type of treatment, right? You have a wound, and so you recite this pasuk that's going to heal you. The Gemara modifies it somewhat. On Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, in our first source five, Alochei Shalamaka Amar Yochon Over Rokek Ba, you spit, okay. What? Why? It's not proper. You have a pasuk that says, you mention the Shem Hashem, and you spit. That's considered to be inappropriate. Look in Rashi at 6. This was the practice. I don't know. Apparently, this was the practice that these people would do these this type of treatment, this incantation, and they would spit. Derech Malachim, Lurake, Kodem Malachas. Before they said the pasuk, they would spit. The Asula Haskir Pasuk Alachisha. And others, they spit afterwards, okay? But in any event, that's the idea. Apparently, in another Rashi, at the end, maybe it's only if you say it in the Lashon HaKodesh, you say the Pasuk in, you know, in original Hebrew as opposed to in English. But in any event, it has to do something with spitting, which was their practice. So you can debate that question, but apparently it was spitting, but anyway, Hashem is considered disrespectful enough, at least according to that opinion. Who's a chelek al
mabo?
Right. Because you stay there, but if you say Shem Mishtachem Hevel Harik, not by the Shem Hashem, it's been mentioned in their religion. Okay. Anyway, you look back in the Gemara then says, Itmar, back in 5, Rav Amar Filu Negatzarat. What does that mean? I printed a pasuk in source 7. Bayikra Perikid Gimel pasuk test. You say Nega Tzaras Kisiva Adam Huva Lakoin. That pasuk has no mention of Hashem Hashem, as Rashi points out in 6. Afilu Nega Tzaras, Afilu Lochesh, and on the pasuk the less based Shem Shamayim. And it was our pasuk that we started with mentioned the name of Hashem. Kenei Hashem Rofecha. Then you spit, or you spit before and you say that. Rav adds, no. Even if you say a pasuk from the Torah, it's just still from the Torah. Happens not to have the Shem Hashem and the Nega Tzaras. But it's some kind of a medical, you know, this is a medical condition of some sort. And Rav Chanina Omer Afilu Vayikra Moshe, right? That's printed in source 8, the first pasuk in Parsha Vayikra Aleph Aleph Vayikra Moshe. By the way, Shalom, the Omer Lord, that is a Shem Hashem. But that's kind of, that doesn't mention anything about an illness or a sickness, right? That's what Rashi says. Afilu Vayikra Moshe She'ein Bo Lo Chol Bo Lo Nega. The Ein Roy Lach Shalom Mako. So there are different opinions exactly what this issur is. Okay, the Rishonim discuss, is there a machlokis over here? Are they just adding one to the other? You look in the Rif, and that's Sugya Sanhedrin. The Rif is on Chof Amud Aleph, on the page of the Rif, source 9. Quotes the Gemara, Vahod the Rav, Polagar B'Yochanan. Rav is disagreeing with B'Yochanan. The B'Negat Tzara'at, Les B'Shem Shamayim. Okay, B'Negat Tzara'at, that pasuk doesn't have the Shem Hashem. So he says, even that you can't say as part of an incantation. And he says, Halacha K'B'Yochanan. Okay, but the Halacha is like B'Yochanan, Dafka, but only to say the Shem Hashem, but then he says, Bafilu below Rekika. he paskins even if you don't spit. Just saying a pasuk with the Shem Hashem in connection with food, some kind of incantation, is also a feel a bit over kika, the rush. There in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Siman Dalet, also says like that. He says, Halach Rabbi Yochanan, Davka Hechel Maskei Shem Shemayim, Imiu, Isura Ika, Afilu Eina Maskei Shem Shemayim, Afilu Bela Rekika. He says, you asked before a lot about losing your Chelek on the book. So the Rosh says, well, that's only if you have the Shem Shemayim and you spit. If you don't, it's still Usur, it's not as high level as it's still Usur, right? Isura Ika, Afilu Eina Maskei Shem Shemayim, Afilu Bela Rekika. And that seems to be based on a Gemara in Shavuos, Source 11. The Warren Shul is test vav on the bays. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Lahu Lahani Koi Vegane. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to say certain psukim before going to sleep. We do, many people do that. Kriya Shema Shalamita. Aside from the first paragraph of Shema, the Bracha Ma'amapil, there are all kinds of other psukim that people recite, okay, for protective purposes, including as Rashi said, Shir Shal Pegoim. That's the paragraph in Tehillim Yoshua would say. So then some many people call Shir Shal Pegoim. So he would say that. So the Warren asked, how can Shmuel Levi do that? Bar Shmuel Levi also is swapos to Divrei Torah. Okay, you're not allowed to use Divrei Torah, words in the Torah, for some healing purpose. The answer is lahogain shani. No, you're not allowed to use it once you have an illness, but to use it as a protective device that it shouldn't get sick, that's allowed.
So,
I'm saying that you're davening to Hashem, not saying there's power to pass it. But Ella kihamar usher, what does the Gemara ask? Why did it say only usher? More than usher. Ika maka, if you have the maka, when is usher the sulo, but it's not a lochsha maka and a chilin hamabba, it's a little stronger than usher. So he says, well, I'm yachin rokek shono. B'shem maskin, shem shana rokek. In other words, basically, there's an isser, okay, to do it even without the shem Hashem. I'm sorry, even without rokek, but that's not as strict as it is. So the Rashmore, there in Shu'as, Tess Vavman Beis, summarizes. I'm yachin rokek. Hilcha gimel chalukin. There are three different levels. Lahogain mutter. Just to use things for protective purposes, to psukim to protect you and so on, that's mutter. Riesh mechlala, we'll get back to the hugin hakimeyan, amulets, which have psukim, okay, talismans, amulets, okay, the shara afil otzim and Shabbos, we'll get back to that. Two, halochesh alamaka afilu belo rekika osir. If you use a pusik as incantation on a sickness you already have, even without spitting, it's osir. Okay, and three, rokek alamaka is the theme of words, and then you lose your chelek alamabo. And the Rambam brings this to halacha. It's interesting. The Perek Yud Aleph halacha Yud Beis Hilchas Avodas Kachomer. The Rambam writes 14. Halacha Shalamaka Bekari Pasuk in Torah. And mentioned also. So Lo Dailahem Shein Bichlal Menachashim Bechovrim. Not only are they in the category of, you know, superstitions, witchcraft, and sorcery. Elashim Bichlal Kofrim Bechovrim. It's like you're an apikoros. Like you're denying the Torah. Shein Osten Divrei Torahs. Maybe while this year, you said Osten Divrei Torah was good. They imagine that the psukim of Torah somehow heal the body. The anal or fullest of pasuk. Torah is for the soul, not for the body. Shneimar goes to pasuk. Avol, the Rambam says at the end, this may be Yerushu. Habori, shakara psukim, umizmorim tehillim, kadesh atogin alam, zikus karkuyasim, shudan mutter. They're just saying the psukim to protect you and so on and so forth. So then it's mutter, like people say, by kriya shema. So those who say all those psukim, yeah, probably the same category. The Kesef Mishnah notes, really says the same thing both in the case 15 and 16, the case of Mishnah, there in Hukkos Avodas Kachomer, Gavol is the Beis, and it's also the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, Simkup Ayin Tes, by Simchaz. He asks the same question. Notice that the Rambam doesn't mention a word about spitting. You're looking at the source 14, right? Perek Gavol is the Beis, how much is the spitting? In the third line, the case of Mishnah points this out. But below his gear, Rabbeinu Roke, he didn't say anything about spitting. Okay? So apparently he understands the conclusion of the Gemara that just like you don't have to say the Shem Shamayim, even if you don't spit also. Okay, the problem is, he says, but it doesn't look, he leaves it at Tzarachin, because it doesn't exactly look like, that from the sources. But the source, Gemara seems to conclude that it's only us if you spit, and the Rambam left it out, and then he tries to prove, can we do it? He tries to prove that Riochan was talking about where he did spit. And there's an argument about that, that they're arguing about whether you had need the Shem Shamayim in the Pasuk, okay, or if you need a Pasuk that talks about healing. No, Kenega Tzara talks about healing as opposed to a Yikra Hosher. But everyone seems to say that you require Rekika. So it's the same question, basically, the Beis Yosef in the fourth line. And with Lo Hisker Rambam Rokik, Nir Demashlai, the Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Tamshon, Emma Skin, Shem Shmal Rekika, the only argument seems to be about which Pasuk, but they're not arguing about the Rekika. Mashal Rafa Pishen Rokik, Lami Rokik. That's how he seems to learn. So he also leaves it again there as a Tzara Chiyun. The Bach. chapter 17. Over there in Yerodea, Sim Kuf Ayin Tes, quotes the Kasha of the Beis Yosef, and again the same Kasha Kesim, the same author, Yosef Karo. So he says, on the fourth line, the Rambam didn't bring up spitting because he's not talking about losing chelek olam haba. He's talking about what's osur and what's mutter. So we agree, based on the Gemara and Shavuos, right on Daf Kesvav, back in source 11, that it's still osur, the Rashba, it's still osur. Even without spitting, it's still osur. It's just you don't lose your chelek olam haba. So he says, the Bach says, that's what the Rambam is getting at, right? He says, below his kishem shemayim, afilu below rakika, nami isura miyaika. It's still an iser. So that's what the Rambam is coming, right? The Bach writes, lo bo Rambam kan kim lahoros iser veheter. He's telling what's us and what's mutter. He's not giving you the onus.
Just say in the cloud of kofar.
That's true. That's a good point. But it doesn't say you lose all of what. That's a good horror.
Being a kofar,
not, well, usually you lump them together. It's a good horror. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So he says, "Okay, glue you yourself up." Okay, so it's a good horror. I didn't see someone pointed out, but it makes sense. And again, he writes, "Lechachlo, because the Rambam shum horah bechalukah, they no chalem above mishum da'ayelos sofek." Because the Rambam wondered whether he wasn't sure whether Rakika is actually necessary and so on. Okay. But be that as it may, all of this has to do with using a pasuk as an incantation because it was spitting and so on and so forth. However, that same daf in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara does say in Source 18, Tanur Rabbanan, the lochshin l'chishas nechoshim v'akravim. It is mutter to say some kind of incantation with regards to snakes and scorpions. Okay, now what's it referring? So according to Rashi, it wards them off. So Rashi telling us the Chiddush Gemara is not called Seva, not trapping them. Okay, that would have nothing to do with us. But the Rambam, Rashi Shabbos, but the Rambam, in Hilchos HaZohar, same place, Perkei Avot, Halachah Aleph, he says it's talking about Misha. In other words, the way Rashi learns, it's talking about in advance. You want to keep the snakes and scorpions away, so you say these Tukim. So the Gemara allows it. That would not be so relevant to us as the way the Rambam learns. The Rambam, Perek Yudav, Halach Yudav, was Misha Nosho. The guy was bitten. Okay, Akrav Onachash, by a scorpion or a snake. Okay? So, Mutra Lilchosh Amakom Hanashicha. And he, where he's bitten, he can say some sort of incantation. Now, look what the Rambam says. Okay? Look what the Rambam says. Af al pi sein hadavir moel klum. It has absolutely no impact. Okay? The Rambam, the rationalist, the doctor, right? And here's an example of quote unquote an alternative treatment. And the Rambam says, okay, the Gemara says mutter, psychological well being of the patient. Right? In other words, the Rambam says it has no actual, the placebo effect, right? It has no actual impact, or a bunch of baloney. I'm going to say these words and that blah, 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 whatever sounds, and it's going to cure it. But if it makes the patient feel better, we do know the psychological well being of the patient is important. Okay? I mean, we allow things, even Chalil Shabbos. The psychological well-being of a patient, you know. In other words, a woman is going to labor and she wants her husband to come. The husband will call Shabbos also. Although I've said in the past that none of my children were born on Shabbos, but my wife always said that if she goes to labor on Shabbos, she's calling her sister because she thinks that I'll say, well, maybe we can wait another hour, you know. anyway, it never came up with it, but in any event, the psychological, certainly the psychological well-being, the Shulchan Aruch allows, I didn't print it, Shulchan Aruch allows the doctor comes to treat a blind woman, and it made her feel better that there should be the light of candles. She didn't know where she's blind, she didn't know the candle added or detracted, but it made her feel better to know there was a candle. The doctor said, I don't need this, I can see fine with the light that we have here. But they allowed the light of candle on Shabbos because it's psychological well-being. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam, Af al pi shein hadavar mol klum. It has no therapeutic or medicinal, medical value whatsoever. The Ran on the Rifin Shabbos, Lamed Amud Beis, is not quite as convinced. He's a little more willing to say that maybe it does have some therapeutic benefit. He says, Kol Dover, Sheyesh Bo Shum Refua, Bein Lachash, Bein Kol Dover, Kevan Shana Yodim Shehu Marpe, okay, if we know that it works, and even he says, Efshar Da'af L'choshin She'ein Anu Yodim Yesh Bo Shum Refua. But we don't know. I mean, maybe it does. Who knows, the Rambam is saying, right? The Rambam says categorically, ain mo klum. Well, we don't know. Maybe it does have some sort of a value. So it's mutter because it's suffix. The suffix allowed also. Suffix before that is below. Also, awesome. What's also is to do things which has been checked out and never works. You know, it doesn't work for anybody. That's for sure not allowed. Yeah, yeah, this is something else. Yeah, this, that's a different problem. It's fitting. I'm saying, but what the Gemara does allow, and what even the Rambam allows, is some form of incantation. Even though my not psukim and not spitting, okay, whatever the incantation is, the Rambam allows it, even though he says it doesn't do any good medically. It's not going to heal the person, but makes the patient feel better, doesn't it? The Ran is willing to allow that. Well, no, maybe it does. It ain't no yoga, you know. If we know for sure that it doesn't have value, then not, okay? No, I'm saying no, I don't think so. Right. No, I think these are other. No, these are other incantations. Right. No, these are other incantations. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Yardei Simon Kuf Ayin Tes. We saw before that they chose that Tilchus Ma'or and Mechashe. Ma'or and Mechashe for, you know, superstitions and, you know, these kinds of things. So sorcerers. Mishanoshva Akrov Mutar Uchosh Olam. Okay, little Shabbos, you can do this Lakisha. And he follows the Rambam. The Afalpi Shenadava Mol Klum. He says, Home Sukkah and Matir Kadesh Hosh Karav Dait Olam is Musa the Sivvav. In Simches, then he says, and here's the distinction about the, he says, but Halokhe Shalamak, Halokhe Baroke, Bechaka Kosek Karet Pasuk Min HaTorah, that's a different thing, okay? That's Enochon HaMavot. If Enoroke, if you don't spit, well, Yisur Mika, you still also. Although he does say, Vim Yeshmo Sakonis Nefoshes, if Sakonis Nefoshes, you can do anything, right, except unless it's Abu Lazar, or, you know, murder, or adultery. It's mutter even to do that if it's a konis nefashim. So positive, so hard.
What was the problem with the Rambam? Because it was Shabbos, whether it worked or didn't work.
No, so what does Shabbos have to do with it?
No,
the Rambam is saying it's not. No, it's not. No, it's just Shabbos. No, it's because it's nonsense. It's stupid. Okay, it's meaningless. So maybe it was Shabbos, they talk about Dabur Dabur, you're not supposed to talk about things on Shabbos, or weekday-oriented, whatever the Shabbos is, will be. Okay, that's the question. Okay, it's not trapping like Rashi said, because that was before. But if you got bitten by a snake or a scorpion, so the talk on Shabbos, you're supposed to not talk about things that have to do with weekday, and this is meaningless. It's not a Shabbos need. It's got no medical benefit. You know, it's not the type of thing you talk about on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Even on Shabbos, he allows it for the well-being of the patient. Now, that's in terms of uttering things. The other thing we mentioned already is the Kameya is an amulet or talisman, right? You look on the next page, the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah is talking about what you're allowed to go out on Shabbos out in the streets without an Eruv, right? The Tabal Otsaw. But the Mishnah says, Lo Yetzer Ish, okay, a person shouldn't go out on Shabbos wearing certain things. Among them is, below 23, below, but Kimea is man she'eno min amumcha. It's a Kimea that wasn't written by a person who has expertise. What the Kimea Rashi says in 24, somehow, shekosin v'ton al refuah. Somebody writes something, and they wear this amulet or carry it with them as a form of refuah. She'eno min amumcha, it wasn't written by an expert Kimea writer. Okay, abu Kimea mumcha shori, the tachshinu l'chol ha'kecher min abusho. It's part of your clothing. If it's written by an expert, so, you know, and you're wearing it because it becomes part of your clothing. So the next bunch of stories I don't want to spend a lot of time on is a whole discussion in the Gemara there. Okay, Samach Alv Ben Alv. How do we determine what's a mumcha? What's, you know, how do we determine whether somebody is expertise? And which type of kemeya? The Gemara distinguishes mumcha gabra, mumcha kemeya. You know, a person who has expertise. And the Gemara says mumcha gabra is the guy who wrote it as expertise, even though it hasn't been established, this particular kemeya. Is okay. Tanarbana, second line, 25. Ezra kemeh mucha kol sheripe v'shana v'shile. Three times this kemeh has worked for somebody or for three different people. Okay, so it worked. Right now it's been established, and whatever this kemeh is, it works. Again, this is alternative medicine that they thought about in those days. Again, I printed the Rashi. I don't want to go into spend that much time on this. Okay, the Gemara a little bit later on Tama Chalap with Beis 27. Rashi says the mumcha, the person. Is topic 26. I'm sorry. Tamachal ben Alos. The mucha garba mucha kemeah. She also adam zeh kemeah zul shoshan oshim. This guy, whoever he is, wrote this kemeah for three different people. They all got better. Okay, that he has the track record. Exactly, it works. Okay, and different types. That is a question. What if there are different types of illness? Again, there are a lot of details which I don't spend a lot of time on. The Gemara Tamachal ben Beis 27 says, "Vatanya eze kemeah mucha kol shuripe shlosh v'adam keachod." Okay, the difference in mucha garba mucha kemeah. Okay, you look in the Rambam, we'll skip down to 29, Okay, the Rambam says in the Chushabbos, Parag Yotes Halach Yadalad, V'yotze b'kemeh mumche, okay, v'yotze b'kemeh mumche, zeh sheripe l'slosha b'nei adam, this writing helped three different people, or, he says that one person helped three people with different kemehs, and he's considered to be an expert. Why? Because then it's considered malbush, it's not carrying on Shabbos, it's like your clothing, okay? The Gros Maimonides discusses there, it does have to be a chol shein bo sakana. He says even a chol shein bo sakana, it works, okay? All right, the Shulchan Aruch as well. Simon Shin Aleph of Aruchan, again, these dinim appear, so obviously people took these seriously. That's what I'm trying to stress here. Right? People took these types of alternative treatments seriously, and take some space, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Chofei, right? Ein Yotzen, and again, he goes into the details of Mishnah Berurah. Obviously, you know, in the 20th century, you know, late 19th century, whenever he wrote this, and some cotton paint test in Simon Shin Aleph, he writes, a hefresh between ismichi gabri l'ismichi kemiya, the difference in the person being an expert, the kemiya being an expert. Again, as we discuss, then we discuss simon shin ches, which talks about carrying. Okay, let's say you're not allowed to, when you're allowed to move it, is it mukta? And can you carry it in a carmelist? Okay, I have all these details. But I wanted to call your attention to something I came across in the Tshuva and Moshe Feinstein, obviously much later, right? In the Orachayim, chelik hay simon yud ches, tif kof hay. He writes in the perspective of perhaps more modern medicine. I don't know if he discussed this with his son in law Temel or not, but 35, he writes in the Ha'orah to Sif Chav Hei there, which we saw, and Shinaf back in 31, the Kemeh and so on, Bein Chol Sheish Mosman, Bein Chol Sheish Mosman, Nirei Rav Moshe writes, the Hatam HaPosher, the Ein HaHeter, Mitzad Dechia Deisra Asom, Mitzad Pikuach Nefesh. The Heter here is not because, well, the person's sick, Pikuach nefesh, and a lot of carry it. The after yeshvo sakana, even if the person is sakana, lo mistaber shiatilu dvarim sharefua ena mitzad hativius lidchos shabbos. The Moshe writes, it's not mistaber that even in a case of danger, the chachamim are going to allow chilos shabbos for something which is not a natural or a normal treatment. Okay, and that's what he says, because otherwise, why would it be a difference between a kemeh that's been established and a kemeh that's not been established? After all, even by medicine, he didn't mention that, but he's saying it would make a difference. But he says, even by refuah, if it's by regular refuah, we'll allow it for a suffix. So why don't we allow a kameah by a suffix, right? Why should the kameah of Torah Chazakos, why does the guy have to have a track record like you put it before? So it's not a din in the Chia Shabbos, because it's not mistaber. That's why it's worth attention. Moshe writes, it's not mistaber the Chum will allow Chilos Shabbos for something which is nonsense. At least when the Rambam is saying nonsense, it's not established. Ella tam mishu shenechshav tachshid today, like you're saying, it's a local Shabbos issue. For this person, maybe for a psychological, he wants to wear it, so it becomes like a necklace or a watch or some other garment, okay, that he wears. And therefore, even without sakana, he can wear it. But even there, okay, you know, it has to be a kemeh that has some sort of value. All right, he writes at the end. What about writing a kemeh on Shabbos? Writing a kemeh on Shabbos. He says, you know, if we're worried, look at the last couple lines. Might be your point. Achmir di macholi shabishvilo yidlo kemeh uba open sheishlochus shemitzar hatzar yomus. The person is so distraught they may die. Because so then mutar gam lichtov avim kain efshu gam beeramucha imachol is sover shizel refuah. He thinks that this is better with tarchi and levina. Even our emotion is not so quick. I just thought it was interesting. The Moshe to bring into the mix. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Mutal is Swapos for Kemeya, even if it has the Shem Hashem in it and so on, you can carry it. But again, Dafkel Shaloyecha, the Lo is Swapos, Mishay Shomaka, but after the fact, you should use it as you mentioned before. Okay. Now, in terms of other types of treatment, those are the two that get a lot of attention in the Gemara, the Lachisha, the incantation, the Kameya, all these things get attention in the Gemara. But there are apparently other types of refuah that people are aware of also. There's a Pasuk, in this week's Tedra, again, I'm here in Bishalach, 37, the Perek Tesla Pasuk Chafei, it's the previous Pasuk, the one we started with. It says there, right, they had no water, Vayitzek al Hashem, right, Moshe cried out to Hashem, Vayaren Hashem ate, and he showed him this piece of wood. He threw the wood into the water, and it's sweetened and so on. And then it says, Sham Sam Lo Choku Mishpat Nisham Nisahu. There's a lot of literature on that phrase. What exactly that means? Some point out certain mitzvahs were given already then. Kokomishma, the Paraduma, maybe other mitzvahs, the printing station, the Kibbutz of Ein, maybe, or Shabbos, other things. Anyway, so the Rabbeinu Bachya on that pasuk writes, some say, what's the Kokomishma? Derech HaPshati, right? He's teaching the people how to survive in the desert, survival skills. That's what it really means, right? Here we have to how to work, how to function in the midbar. But the second paragraph, Yesh Shapirshu, Sham Samla Chokomishva, Shalimda Kadosh Baruch Hu Chachmas Hatzimachim, the wisdom of plants, Shabahem Biskulosam Uvetivom, both unconventional school, like that really, and natural. Some herbs, of course, have natural healing powers. Okay, maybe homeopathy, maybe school, something homeopathy, I don't know. Okay? He said, so that's what he talked, wasn't. But he's saying, meanwhile, in this context, Hashem taught him all these things. That's what I mean. There are certain types of herbs which give life and which can kill you. Huh? Right, correct. Maybe that's the double, right? School lost and tibo. That's good to our. Could be. He says, some herbs make you better, some can make you worse, make you sick. Okay? Some sweeten the bitter, some bitter the make bitter the sweet. Right? That's Chokomishpat. What we see from here is there's some treatment that we don't know why, or you know, he's willing to entertain that these things work. Now, the Gemara mentions that there was something that they had in the olden days called the Sefer Refuos. They had a book which had the teachers that had to solve certain medical problems. And it was Nignaz, it was put away by Chizki HaMelech. Gemara says in Brachos Yudon Beis, so Sanhedrin says, Tanur Rabbanon, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizki HaMelech, Al Shosha Hodol, Al Shosha Lo Hodol. Six things Chizki HaMelech did, three the Rabbanon agreed with, three they didn't. Okay, Al Shosha Hodol, among them they agreed with, Gonaz Sefer Refuos Hodol. What is Sefer? Why we put away the Sefer Refuos? Kadeshi Yavak Shirachim, says Rashi. Unfortunately, there were people who used this, they're treating. They didn't make it dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu. They never daven. They looked it up. Oh, do this, and I'll get better. And they divorced it from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the key. So 1 second. So that's the key. That's an important point. So the Rambam, and this also comes up, in Pesachim. And the Rambam talks about it in his Perish HaMishnah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud. It's really from the Tosefta, but he mentions it in the Perish HaMishnah. He talks about the Sefer Refuos. He writes, wasn't 41. Sefer Refuos has a Sefer. So how about Seder Refuos? The Masha Amen Adin Lisrapos Bo. And not normal things. Kagon Masha Dam Bale Ha Talisman. I'm assuming talisman. Right? So most in talisman. A talisman. An amulet. Okay? The Seder Mesuyam. This works and so on. And he says, Umechabro Lo Chibro El Alder Halimud Betiva Hamatsias Lo Kade Lishtamish Masha Ramasha Nichlobo. It was written sort of as an investigative work that the people should study from and so on. But Asher Kilku, when I out of Nisrapu Bo, when the people were using it, and it didn't turn to Hashem, they got rid of it and so on. Okay? He writes, I'm only talking about this, if you want to say, Allah, Rachel, every day, when they say, Shamati, Gam Pishol, say, Shlomo, Chibur, Sefer, Sefer, Refuos. Some people want to claim that Shlomo HaMelech wrote this Sefer, Refuos, with his great wisdom. Like the Chacham, we call Adam, and the Rambam says it's nonsense. It's absolutely not true. Okay? He comes back with Chizkiyo, and he said, therefore, it's ridiculous. However, I don't agree. It's ridiculous. Ramban is Agdoma to the Chumash in the beginning of Bereishis in 42. Shlomo HaMelech, Shenosan Elokim, Hachochma V'Amada Komin HaTorah, Chaylo Mena Lomar Asok Kotos Afilu Kochos Asov Uzgulosom Ad Shekosa B'Hem Afilu Sefer Refuos. All right, Shlomo HaMelech knew. He spoke to animals also, right? So he knew how to use certain forces and so on. So that's an interesting question. What was in this Sefer Refuos, and who did it come from? It came from Shlomo HaMelech, according to Rabbeinu Bachya, came from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Some lo chokum mishpatim earlier. It came from Moshe. The Rambam dismisses the whole thing. It's nonsense. Again, you see different approaches. An important thing to bear in mind as well is when you're dealing with something that may have a lot of Zara overtones, or non-Jewish religious practices, that, of course, the Pesach in Parshas Achrei Mos, 43, Vayikra Perek Yuches, the first three Pesukim of the Perek, we read on the Kippur Mincha time. By the Rishon Shalom Or, Dabar Nisrael Tel Anishon Kechem, Kemai Teret Yitzayim, Asher Shavtem Al Osasu, Kemai Teret Kanan, Asher Niri Yitzim Shom Al Osasu, the famous Uvuchu Kosteyem, Lo Selechu. Don't follow their statutes. The Rashi, the name of the Sifra, says, what, so what, He already asked everything you need to ask. What's added by the phrase, don't follow the statutes? Okay? So, Reb Meir Omer, Elu Darkei Ha'amori, Shemonu Chachamim. That's what the Chachamim call Darkei Ha'amori. It's not specifically asked elsewhere. Darkei Ha'amori. That's the Sifra. I print the next page in Parsha Ches, Perik Gimelos, Test 45. That's a Reb Meir. Others say it means going to stadiums and circuses, but that's not for us now. Reb Meir Omer, at the end of the 45, Elu Darkei Ha'amori, Shemonu Chachamim. Right, Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Okay, we won't talk about that now. So anyway, Reb Meir Omer, Elu Darkei Ha'amori, Shemonu Chachamim. I mean, the fact is that the sporting events in the olden days in the time of Rome did have religion. I mean, it was to Zeus, and that's a different problem. Okay, but it was dedicated to a certain god or whatever. All right, anyway. The Shari Tshuva Ben Yonah writes, Shar Gimel Oskuf Dalet, Ukusem Los Nelevel 46, whose harna was there, Lisrachek Mikol Dark Yamar, Umehem Halachoshim Vahakimeim Shenamen Amuchal Rafur. That includes these, Kimeas and incantations. That's under Darkei Ha'amori. Now, yet, the Mishnah says in Shabbos Tamuz Zayin Amud Aleph, look at this, Yotzin bebeitas hachargo. You're allowed to carry on Shabbos. That's that parak that talks about a lot of carry on Shabbos. Yeah, without an Erev. Okay, beitas hachargo. An egg, hargo, except for the locust. Whatever, insect. Okay, so it says, beitas hachargo. Ubeshein shuol. A fox's tooth. Ubemasmer min hatzolov mishum refuah. A master is a nail that was used for someone who is either crucified, if that's what it means, or was hanged, whatever, but a nail. Diver of Meir. The Meir says you're allowed to carry this in the Shabbos, Mishum Refuah. Okay? V'chachamim, Osun Af Bechol. What do you mean Shabbos? Forget Shabbos. Now they do this even on a weekday. Not a Shabbos, but it's Mishum Darkei Ha'amori. What do you mean? Can't even do it on Shabbos. You can do this on Shabbos, can't even do it on a weekday. Okay? Darkei Ha'amori, Rashi says in 48, Nichoshu. It's superstitious, right? You can't follow that. It's the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah there, it's Shabbos Parak Vav Mishnah Yod 49. Okay, Chargo is min Arbe, again, type of locust, whatever, last week. That's a Chargo. No, the Zemoel, Lechusas Gida Erechaim, Bederech HaSgula. The Rambam says this apparently helps some type of illness with the legs or something, thighs, okay, whatever it is. Bederech HaSgula, again, non conventional medicine. Veshein Shalshuel, the fox's tooth, that's Mishnah Shemol Veshein, apparently helps you sleep, okay. That's what the Balei Sgulos think. Okay, that if you take also from a nail from a tzolom, so it's good for headaches. I don't know. Okay, and the Rambam writes, look, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and not like probably should say Rabbi Meir. Our version is Rabbi Meir. That's allowed even on not only weekdays, even allowed on Shabbos. Shaklal etzlin is the Rambam talking. Kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah. And that's not included in the Los. It has some medicinal, and that's the Gemara. Gemara says in Shabbos, some Zayin Amud Aleph, that same Sugya on the Gemara, and that Mishnah. Again, we have Reb Meir, Rashi, Rambam, Telach, Reb Yossi, probably means Reb Meir. Okay? Right, but he says, nevertheless, he quotes others that, right, it's, but they have a Bryce or whatever, so it turns out that the others say that. And the Gemara says, Abai Barava, right, Vasroi, right, Abai the Raven, later on Moroi, some Zayin Amud Aleph, 50. Okay. Now the question is, what does that mean? So Rashi, what do you mean? So I'm not sure what Rashi means. Rashi says, right, in the Talmud Aleph 51, Sheish Bo Mishum Refuah, Sheniris Refuah So. Okay. I think he means there has to be some empirical evidence. There has to be seen that not some guy decided that this is a good refuah. There has to be some empirical evidence, right? Sheniris Refuah So. Like drinking certain potions and so on. Go lacha sheinik rapari yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. Maybe, okay. The Rosh says even not. Okay, the Rambam Haskins on this in Parak Yud. The Rosh is in Parak Vav Simon Tezi. The Sugya Rashi. The Rambam writes in 53, a Parak Yud test of Shabbos on his Gimel Yotzei Adam. Paskins like Kabil. He said like Kabil. He means the mayor. Okay, Paskins like him, and he says you can go out with all these things. Okay, and he writes at the end, the chol davar shetolos v'shum refuah, but for who sheyomru harofim shum oil? But the doctors have to say. So he's moving away, at least in terms of chilul Shabbos. Then go back to the Parish HaMishnah. He says, call, it's a very important distinction, I think. The Parish HaMishnah 49 says, kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah, ein bo mishum darkei ha'amori. But in terms of allowing it on Shabbos, That he's not ready to do unless there's real report to it. You hear the distinction? In other words, he's saying right. So what I'm saying is, as the Rav Pearl said, he paskins like the Chachomim, the Chom Asu Af Bechol. So that he doesn't say. The Rav said the weekday, okay, go ahead if you think it's going to help you and so on. But he's not willing to allow the suspension of an Isser for something unless, like he says, the end of 53 again, Parakia Tesla Shabbat is given. But who Shayom Raharosim Shomoil? You hear what I'm saying? I believe that that's the distinction. So these types of alternative therapy, you want to do it? Okay, it doesn't hurt anybody. But to go ahead and allow an Isser, the Chol Shabbos, that's already a jump. He said, that I'm not willing to do. It's not Darkei Amori. Okay, it's not us. Kol Sheish Bo Mishum Rapua, Ein Bo Mishum Darkei Amori. Okay, it's not a violation of Kosem Lo Se Lechu. It's not the Goyish practice. It works, or you think it works, good. Okay, but to allow Chol Shabbos, that he's not willing to. Now, the Rambam, in general, and the Zichos of the Zoritz, we're seeing, Per Gil Aleph, Aleph Atesh Zayin, 54, he said, Dvorim Elu, all these things that discuss Kishuv and Nichush, you know, necromancy and sorcery and superstition and all this other stuff. He says, Kulon Divrei Sheker V'chaz, all a bunch of baloney, it's false, it's lies. And the old idolaters used to pull the wool over people's eyes so that people would listen to them and they know how to do certain things and everyone would say, oh, there must be, you know, some sort of power to this. And they convinced the simple people, right, the intelligent, learned Jews who should not follow these havolim, this stupidity. Okay? And it's the third line, anyone who believes that, no, there's really stuff, there's really something to this, except the Torah doesn't allow us to do it. These are people who are foolish, have limited knowledge, and Noshim Khan, people who are uneducated. You know, not but Balei Chokhma, we believe Tamim Tiyashon of Kecha, and so on, as the Rambam says over there. And similarly, in the Morning Buchim, Chela Gimel Parak Lamed Zion, the Da'ash Shir Zote, Laharachik Mikol Masya Kishuv, because also Kishuv is, what was it again? The Kajrik Machish Pamali Shamatam Kishim from the Russian famous Machashir. Anyway, Machish Pamali Shamatam. Anyway, you keep away from this. Ritzono Lomar, he says, Mashi Yomar. Look at the Rambam 55, second line. Again, this is the Morna Ruchim, Chela Gimel, Paraglam of Zion. Kol Mashiun Shumol, Mashalo Yigzar Oson, Ha'iun Hativi. Something which is not proven by natural investigation, scientific inquiry. Okay. Certain powers and so on, they can be Darkei Amori, okay? And he writes towards the end, Ayunativi, how Yiksha, the eye, the how come they allowed the fox's tooth and this stuff, right? The Rambam says, look at the last line I printed here again, I skipped this, in the same Chela Gimel Park, he says, Kiadvar Mahem, Bizman Hahu, at that time, the medical knowledge was such that they thought that it had medicinal eye. Today, in the Rambam's time, in the 1200s, we know better. Okay, but he said at that time, that's what they thought. Not everyone agrees with the Rambam. Okay, the Rashbo and a few tshuvas. I printed the Chelek Aleph from Kuf Tam of Zion. A few tshuvas. One very long tshuva. Tough to give, I think, is the number. He says, okay, he says, that's what he says. But then he is. The essence is Endira. His opinion is, Shekol Shalom Nesar Bagemara, that which is not explicitly uttered by the Gemara, as counted under Darkei Amori. The Gemara is the Tosefta, that lists of things. One which is wearing a red string around your finger. Okay, not around your wrist, but around your finger. Okay? I mean, I always spoke at that many years ago. You know, they said it's a school for getting wealthy, I guess. I always said it's a school for the person who sells them. They'll make money. Okay. Yeah, but tying a red thing in your finger is mentioned there. All kinds of things. So, anyway, but he says to the Rashba is of the opinion that anything which is in the Gemara, that we can't change. But, well, if he changed school, it's not good, but he says, we shouldn't ask them ourselves. We should ask schoolers. No, we don't know exactly what schoolers, what unconventional things work. And he writes on the third line, we don't know in science and nature, we don't know everything. Okay? And certain things are allowed. He mentions a person who utters certain words, shavriri, breathe, take the first letter off. Shavriri becomes breathe, then take the base off, riri, then take the red. You know, there's some kind of, again, some kind of incantation. And the Chachamim allowed it. He said, we don't know exactly what's in the chinuch. We don't know exactly what the, you know, what works, what doesn't. The Gemara says, no good, okay. The Shulchan Aruch as well, in the Shin Awa Sib Chosayim, talks about going out with the bait of cargo, you know, the eggs from the locust and the tooth and so on. It's not dark Amori. And he says, the Chaim Bechol Dorosh Meshum Rufuah. Aval, Yim Osem Maisa, the Enikash Meshum Rufuah, Osu Meshum Dark Amori, of a Kol Lachash is Mutur, and the Lo Osu El Bosu Meshum Bug Kam Ve'en Amoy, like we said before, if you know that it doesn't work, then you shouldn't do it. And Yesh Misha Chashash, and that's the Rambam, the Kol Kamei Hashem, and Mumcha Meshum Dark Amori. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah, there in Sivkot and Kufei, right? The people, again, what people know, so it depends on what, you know, how people's attitude is. It's interesting, the Darke Tshuva, that's the Munkach, the Darke Tshuva, on your day, Tim Kufai and Tess, Sivkot and Chav Dalet. Yes, I'm right. The Mishnah Berurah, he goes back a second to Tate, the guy from Sivkot and Kufav, he writes that, you know, who knows, maybe Shema Gambazay, you're up. You don't know, we don't know, some of these things might work, it has thoughts before. Okay, the Dark Yeshua writes, Gam Yesh Lomar, the Dafka Bizman HaTalmud, Hoya Bezeh Mishum Dark Yamori. He says, maybe at that time, it was Goyish practice, the Goyim used to do it. But in our time, a lot of Goyim, it's not a religious practice, right? Kvar Lo Nishma Ba'olam Shekhbid Amorim Bezeh. And Kain Lo Shach, Ba'az Ba'halad, it's an interesting interpretation. He says, the possibility of Dark Yamori, the only thing which non-Jews do as a religious practice, that was back then. Today, the non-Jews don't do it as a religious practice more than the Jews do. So that's just interesting aura for him. We know in general that in conventional medicine, a doctor has the right to heal, right? That's the Pasuk in 2 weeks says in Mishpatim, right? Perkov Aleph, Shmos, Tzukim, Yurkes, Yurtes, Yeruban, Anashim, etc. So we have the phrase, Rapo, Yurape, right? From which the Gemara derives, Rapo, Pei, Hei, and Aleph, 461, the Tanya, the Beir, Mishmo, Omer, Rapo, Yurape, Mikan, Shaniton, Rishus, Rofa, Rapo. The doctor has the right to heal. Now, why not? The Rashi explains. Otherwise, you could say, what are you interfering with? Kadosh Baruch Hu made this person sick. He'll make him better, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu made the guy sick. He'll make him better. We shouldn't mix him. But again, among doctors, so we have, even among doctors, certain practices which existed in those days and which the Gemara discusses and the Rishonim discuss. So, for example, the famous mission Yuma, Pei Gimel Avalalim, Mishachso Bulmus. Fulmus is like related to bulimia, I think, right? It's okay, we're hungry, okay? But anyway, it's a dangerous illness, so machilin also feels warm, so you can even give him non-kosher food. That's not what it said. Now it's in the second half of the mission. Misha noshko kelev shoter. The guy was bitten by a rabid dog, okay, a wild dog. Ein machilin also mechatzer kovei shalom. You're not allowed to feed the person who's bitten by the rabid dog, the liver of the dog. Right? The liver of the dog. And Rabasim and Chorish Matir. Rabasim and Chorish allows it. Okay? What's going on? Apparently, that was what they thought was medicinal. You know, maybe, I mean, I don't know if that's what they're thinking, but it's like, you know, a vaccine where you inject the actual disease into the person, right? They build a pantalon. Maybe they thought similarly, you know, okay, feed the liver. I don't know. And then whatever they thought, Machlokas in the Mishnah, Rashi there says, people, what's the issue? Many doctors at that time used this refuah. Dog's not a kosher animal, right? So again, that distinction I mentioned earlier. He said the opinion is, and Rashi and Chorish hold, no, that's Rashi. Rashi and Chorish matter because of refuah gemura. That the machlokas whether this is considered a proven solid medicinal treatment or not. According to the Chachamim, so what the way Rashi says, it's not a refuah gemura, like we saw before. That's something which is accepted, it's been tested, and shown to work, again, whatever the scientific threshold is. But other than that, you know, what's the problem? The problem is not doing it. If it wouldn't involve an isser, then you could go ahead. Right, let's say it was bitten by, well, a cow doesn't have rabies, whatever. Let's say it's by a kosher animal. But as rabies, I don't think it exists a lot. But if you, right, rabbit chicken. Okay, anyway. So you feed, and you feed him part of the thing. So it wouldn't maybe not have any value, but it wouldn't be us. What Rashi's telling us is even though it was a medicinal treatment, again, the doctor saw, but still, it's not refuah gemura. It doesn't have the status of a genuine or proven refuah. Therefore, to release an iser, to release you from a prohibition, that like eating non-kosher meat, as long as dog meat is non-kosher, that we're not allowed to say, not allowed to do. And the Rambam and the Perisha Mishnah there in Yuma, the Mishnah in Yuma, Parakhes Mishnah Dawah, the Rambam there, right? Ain halacha gemara in the Chorish. Even on Kippur, you're allowed to eat it because that's the topic then, even on Kippur. This may work, but only Derech Segula. The Chachamim Omrim ain over an al mitzvah, you can't violate an Isser, ela beripu bulvad, to dover borer. It's got to be clear, proven. Shahigayon, logical, okay, rationale. Anisayon, you know, we might call that clinical trials, right? You know, hapashim chaymoso. Aval aripoy beskulos. Lo, why? He says lefisha inyanam chalush. It's weak. It's a weak treatment. It's not no. Lo yichayvu ahigayon. Logic doesn't dictate that it makes any sense. Okay. Vinisyono rachok, and the clinical trials are rather far off. Okay. So that's the Rambam. Yeah. Why? Right. Rashi. Exactly. Okay. Right. So the Rambam seems to be going further. Right. So he says it's silly. It's weak. It's weak. Now, what the interesting conclusion of that though would be that according to Rashi, according to Rambam, it sounds like all refuah segulis are also right, because he doesn't say only that. It's not clear that he only talks about Shabbos and Kippur and so on. But the Radvaz in the Tshuva, the Radvaz in the fifth chelik of his Tshuva is called Chalzos Radvaz Chelik Elul Shonos Harambam. The whole volume of Chelik Hay of the Tshuva's Radvaz is answering things that people ask him about what the Rambam holds. Okay, so this is the Siman Tamal Gimel. Overall, it's Siman Elif Tav Lamed Vav. So he asks, well, what do you mean? The Rambam here in the Parash HaMishnah, right? I'm still saying outside the first paragraph. The Rambam in the Parash HaMishnah says that you have to have. Has to be clear, process. It's got to be clear. It's got to be, you know, proven and tested and everything else. And yet, we paskin this business, either I'm a paskin, this business of carrying the egg and so on. So the fox tail, fox tooth. Right? So it sounds like a contradiction. So the Rabbis writes in the second part of the Shulah, no, it's not a kasha. Okay? So he says, basically, all right, that a refuah segulis is mutter, even according to the Rambam, just not when there's an iser involved. Okay, the heter pikuach nefesh is doch and iser. That's only for a regular medicine. Okay, and again, the Rashbam we mentioned earlier though would disagree because he says even some segulos also possibly medicinally or medically helpful. So that's a question. But that's how the Radvaz answers. For the Rambam. The Meiri, over there in Yuma, not Sugya, Pei Beis Olal, the previous talk, he writes also, Mishnah Shal Kel Shota and so on, he writes, Afal Pi Shehahamon Nogim Kane, at the end of the first line. But he's not impressed with, like, oh, many people do this. He says, but it has to be proven medically. It's not more the Rambam. Because it has to be, like he says, Aloha is like the Tanakhama, second line, Shekol Shein Barafu, Afal Pi Shehahamon Hamon Beka, you can't violate Shabbos. What I'm saying is, that all these things, different types of superstitions, again, as long as it doesn't touch on Avodah Zarah, okay, that's the question. We saw coolers, so different types of incantations or different types of alternative medicine, even perhaps, you know, this what I called before, energy healing or spiritual healing, if it's not Avodah Zarah related, so it should be mutter, but not mutter enough to allow Shul Shabbos or eating non-kosher food or any other issue, okay? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens as well. But even without a Avodah Zarah, again, you want to do these things that helped. You think this treatment X helps you? Go ahead. Well, it doesn't hurt anybody, but you can't find like this. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Sim Kuf Nun Hey if you're there. Sim Gimel Kol Chole Shemachilo Iser. You want to give him to eat something else? Tzrichim Sherefu Yedua. All people got to be expertise. Okay. And in terms of Shabbos in general, so we know. Danger, of course, you can violate Shabbos, not only if you can, but it's a mitzvah, you should be mizaris. Don't start waiting around and start, well, maybe I'll wait for a guy. No, right away, you treat the person. But listen to this, if you would. anything which the doctors declare as sakona, he says machala is a Shabbos. And if there's a machlokas in the doctors, and one doctor says it's a problem, then he can machala in Shabbos. Okay? And any kind of suffix, no question, this is lachon. The moment I'm wrong there, it's sakona. Now it tells you to take a look. But we're only talking about rofe refuah yadua, because the Magen Avraham links you to the mechaber, the Ramor rather, in your days. In Kufnei Silkim, I just said it's got to be a refuah yadua. Just to finish up, okay. So we said before a little bit about the well-being of a patient. I don't know if it allows Chil Shalom unless the patient really looks like he's got. You have to look at each case, I would say. Okay, it's a good question. We mentioned earlier that the well-being of the patient. Okay, you're looking at some cotton involved on the top of the back page. Mon Avram, and this I think is also very important in our discussion. Mon Avram writes, Rofe Echon, Ratzach, etc. Avalim Ro Lo Ratzach Chol LeKabel HaTshufa. Let's say the person doesn't want to take this medicine. Shabbos, probably from guys, right? Doesn't want to take medicine on Shabbos. Kofen also. The doctor says you got to take this pill, and the both probably from take it, right? Now, Chol Omer Tzorech Ani LeTshufa, Klonis. The sick person, I need it. The rofe doctor doesn't need it. He has a little bit of placebo effect. Ain't show me lechola. You listen to the person. Even if the doctor says medicinally, maybe this is a placebo type of, the doctor doesn't need this. But the patient thinks, okay, but now look at the last thing. Unless you listen to the patient, give him it, okay? Give it here on Shabbat. But, imarofe omer she'osa trufa yazikehu. But if the doctor, if he's going to take this, it's going to worsen his condition. He's going to get sicker. Then show me Larofa. So I would say now to bring it over to our discussion. Again, people got him wonders about it because why not something okay, but to bring it over to our situation, it seems to me that if we want to allow alternative medicine, different types of treatments, whatever they are, all the things you mentioned, okay, as long as it doesn't involve an iser, like we said, and B, as long as it doesn't countermand what regular, if the doctor says you're going to do this, it's going to worsen your condition, then you can't allow this alternative. Don't take this medicine. Yeah.
What about vaccination?
That's a subject I spoke about.
Coaching,
so. Yeah. Okay. That's true. I spoke about it. I'll tell you the link. I spoke about it earlier in this series, the beginning of the year.
The alternative treatment itself is benign, but it keeps the person from getting a mainstream. They say, I don't believe in chemotherapy, I'm going to take vitamins. The vitamins are benign, but it's not them from doing.
Okay, I think I'll be included under this. If the medically proven treatment. Now, again, you can argue with the difference between that and experimental stuff. But telling a medical treatment, I don't think you should listen to. Then I think you can't do it. You can't keep. You have to listen to the doctor. That's what it says. That's the case. The patient says, "I don't need it." Well, you beat him up. We beat him up. I don't know. It's fine. Yeah, well, how far do you go?
Right.
So to take this, a new mode, take the vitamins, take as many vitamins you like. We also should, But that's what I think. We'll let them take it. That's what I'm saying. They have a cancer, shark stuff, cartilage, and other things. Okay, it's okay. Do it, but not to do the regular thing. That's what I think. Just to finish up, I quoted a chub in the Shabbat Halevi. Okay, we'll finish in a moment. He says the difference in TV is the difference between reported TV is in experience and in clinical testing and so on. Okay, because he said sometimes traditional medicine also doesn't really. Again, we have experimental, so that's a different story. We don't have the evidence yet that this works. So then you can't force the person. Okay, he says in the 11th dollar the second paragraph there. He writes, homeopathios, maybe they do work. He said, okay, they have some benefits. Ravad Yosef also discusses in the Tshuva Chelekes or Chaim Sion Lama Zion. The question was, Rufur Shanatibis al Sgulis, Mutal Achal Shabbos, Elad Machal Shabbos, Machal Shabbos not allowed by Rufur Beduka. But he says if there's some sort of doubt, we can be, he mentions, although the Rambam would say that, he mentions the Rashba, we mention others, that maybe. For a chola and sort of even for chola shembo sakana, but to do it on, he's willing to be a make a lot of it. There's a suffix in the fellowship. I'll just conclude the Rav Kook in one of his collection of truth called Das Kohen. The only other day, it's from Kuf Mem. He says, so, we come back to that apostle, the doctor has the right to treat the patient. What do we need a drasha for? Isn't there an iser a din of losam al dam reichem? Anytime somebody is in danger, you're supposed to try and save them, right? So, what do you need a special limud that the doctor should treat him for? Okay, and without that rapoy rape, the doctor should treat him. He's capable of healing the person. I might have to do it. I'm capable of saving someone who's drowning. Nobody should do it, right? What's the limud? So he says, because sof kol sof, the Rav Kook, right? Sheikar harafua mitzad chachmosa misupekasi. Even proven medicine, but it doesn't work automatically. Everybody, okay? Every different body is different, right? Some people respond differently and so on and so forth. We never know, okay? If it was a dover borer, eichel adash le'emuchul l'rapos. What about tamad damayecha? Ella sheikar yisod mitnei shekol ikra for enem borer kol kach. Even proven medicine is not 100%. Okay, the ainia do a bebirur imen anachosim esupako. Who knows it's right? Therefore, you need a special pasuk that you don't need to do it anyway.
Even more so with surgery or something.
Yeah, that's certainly.
You can kill a person.
Right, yeah, right, absolutely.
No, you don't kill them.
Yeah, you could. Right, you're doing Kabbalah. Yeah, doing like Kabbalah. By the way, so of course, again, my own understanding is you want to do some of these unconventional therapies. And there's a difference. Complementary therapy usually means along with. Okay, but I'm saying even unconventional therapies, it's not along with. So as long as it doesn't involve an iser, and B, as long as it doesn't countermand what the sun's spoken, I think it's not. But if it does, then I think it's a question. Okay, we shall have a good